Unit 15, Risky Calls. The young soldier took to the battlefield in Iraq nervously. He joined the army 6 months earlier, hoping that he could make a positive difference overseas, but now he was scared of the battle ahead. The city of Baghdad was heavily bombed and looked like a war zone. Billboards were scattered across the highway and riddled with bullet holes. He heard the city was once very beautiful and that it attracted many tourists each year, but now it didn't seem anything like that. Walking through the rubble, he was discouraged. Discouraged that there wasn't any good he could do in Baghdad anymore. He hoped that he could accomplish bringing peace to the city and provide citizens with much-needed aid, but that dream seemed far-fetched now. Looking out at the horizon, his complexion quickly changed as he saw enemy combatants moving in his direction. He turned and slowly began walking towards a hotel building, but quickened his pace as he heard the enemy approaching. He hid in the hotel and sent a distress call out over the radio. He hoped that someone would be able to advise him on what to do next, or at least how to escape the city alive. The hotel itself was badly damaged by bombs. Empty chairs were scattered across the floor, and an old set of bagpipes rested on top of the bar covered in dust. Finally, a voice came over the radio with instructions. An ambitious sergeant suggested the soldier should go to the roof and point out the enemy to incoming helicopters. It was clear the sergeant did not care about the soldier's safety and was looking to win medals. The soldier gave his opinions of the situation, stating that it was a risky operation, but the sergeant ignored his request and ordered him to the roof. Generally speaking, the soldier did not care for the leadership in this war at all. He felt that they were reckless and bent on achieving victory, no matter what the cost was. It was the motto of the army to put their country first over individual aspirations. He had always learned that responsibleness in decision-making was tantamount to personal gain, and this was not at all what he was seeing in battle. Reluctantly, he moved to the roof to follow the sergeant's orders and hope that it would not put his life in jeopardy.